Redwood Trust just paid 9.75% to borrow $125 million for 5 years, and that number tells you exactly what it costs to fund residential mortgage credit right now. On May 27, 2026, Redwood closed a 5-year senior notes offering at 9.75%. Morgan Stanley, RBC Capital Markets, UBS, Wells Fargo Securities, Goldman Sachs, and Piper Sandler underwrote the deal. Clifford Chance advised the underwriters. The company netted roughly $120 million after fees. Redwood is not some struggling regional lender. It is one of the most established names in non-agency residential mortgage credit, which means this pricing reflects what the market demands right now for funding jumbo and non-QM loans that do not carry government backing. For a fund manager with exposure to non-agency or jumbo mortgage credit, Redwood's 9.75% senior notes rate is a live cost of capital data point that should reset your assumptions immediately. If better quality mortgage credit were available at materially lower rates, sophisticated institutional buyers would have demanded a tighter spread or passed on the deal entirely. So this clearing rate reflects actual market conditions, not just one company's distress. For a founder building a tokenization platform targeting mortgage-backed collateral, the collateral sourcing economics are now explicit, and you need to model your unit economics against a 9.75% funding floor to identify where your business still works. For a treasury manager or credit analyst at a bank or insurance company with warehouse lending exposure to non-agency originators, watch how your borrower's funding costs evolve over the next 2 quarters. Because if senior notes for established REITs are clearing at 9.75%, the pressure on smaller originators who depend on your warehouse lines is real. Watch for other non-agency lenders and mortgage REITs filing similar debt raises over the next 60 days. If Redwood is going to market at 9.75%, peers facing the same funding needs will follow, and a cluster of similar filings at comparable rates confirms a sector-wide repricing.